Facts. Welcome back to another episode of Chronic Conversations. It's your host, Lizzo the Great. I ain't got Ty with me today, but I do have a special guest. This will be the first interview portion of Chronic Conversations. So with that being said, I had to get somebody worth the first interview. So I got DJ Oceans in the crib. How you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. So first, I want to congratulate you on your success. You know, you just DJed at Rolling Loud this weekend. How was that?
Hey, man. It was crazy. It was definitely an experience.
Facts.
Yeah.
I was Rolling Loud. So would you go back?
Hell yeah. But backstage.
Backstage. You got to stay backstage.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we had two different experiences at Rolling Loud because I had to see the performances and you were part of the performance.
Yeah.
But that was lit. So, like, how did all that come together? How were you DJing at Rolling Loud?
Man, I'll tell you this, man. It was crazy because after we went to Vancouver, I was, like, trying to get Rolling Loud's attention on social media and everything. And they were liking tweets here and there. So, I was like, okay, they see the kid. And then, like, I think the last week of January, my manager called me. It was, like, a Tuesday morning. And he was like, hey, I'm about to send you something. Go look at Saturday. And I'm like, okay. So then I look and I see Young Baby Tate. And Young Baby Tate is an artist I've been working with for a while. And she does like all the Rolling Loud. So I was like, okay, like that's nothing new. Then I look like just a little bit up to the right and it said Kluminati. And I was like, oh shit. Hold on. Wait, that mean me too. So that was really it. Like there's not really like a science behind it. Like niggas find out the same day that everybody else find out that they gonna be on Rolling Loud.
Yeah, so I mean, so is that like overwhelming at a point since you don't really know you're about to do something and just like, come do this? Would you like drop everything?
So it was overwhelming for like 5 seconds because, you know, after I was happy, I thought about it and I said, hold up, May 11th, that's graduation day. And I was like, damn, I gotta skip graduation. Like, you know, and it was a really hard decision. Like, even up until I think Wednesday, my mom was like, hey, you sure you don't want to go to graduation? And I was like, yeah, mom, this is an L I got to take. But it wasn't really an L, so I was fucking with it.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get those opportunities every day
right.
to DJ at Rolling Loud.
Right.
So you're in your bag, of course. So how do you stay inspired to keep doing what you're doing?
Really, I get inspiration from other people. Like, but on a... when people tell me, like, yo, seeing what you do really, like, motivates me. Mm-hmm. Because I became motivated through Kanye. And then through other people, like, Ian Connor went to my high school and dropped out. Burberry Perry, I, like, literally grew up with this nigga. So I'm seeing niggas left and right that I know that I've been around just pop up and be big. And they on tour, they overseas. So I'm like, bro, like, if they can do it, I can do it. And so then I'm like, I wanted, because I'm like a college student and a lot of people know me in different aspects of my life, I want everybody to be able to know, like, hey, Oceans did it, I can do it too. And it's like with anything in life, like whether it's going to law school or whether it's becoming the next red carpet interviewer, like it's all possible. It's just how you put your mind to it.
Okay, I like that. So at what point would you say you made it?
Man, when I can look back and I can see my entire family has at least one line of income off of me.
Off of you?
My friends and so my friends are also around me because, you know, I don't want to make it and be surrounded by people I don't know. So I want to make sure, like, I can put a minimum of 10 friends. I think once I can get 10 friends to be, like, on the map for what they want to do, I'll be happy. Like, my success is really based off of how I impact the lives of others.
That's real. That's real as hell. So, with the 10 friends, would you say your circle is big, small, or would you rather?
So, it's weird because, of course, you know, everybody got, like, that inner circle, and I got my, like, 3 or 4 go-to people. But what I realize in life is, like, you can be close to a lot of people. They ain't got to be your best friend. Like, you can be close to people in different aspects. And so, there's a lot of people that I'm close with. I don't have no pictures with them. You know, we text every day, but there's no actual proof of our relationship beyond like a screenshot of a conversation. But because of that, I always say, like, I'm close with a lot of people. Like, I got a big circle. Like, I got a, I'll say a family. Yeah. I'll say I got a family, a big family.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. So your family, they, that's your support system. All of them, your support system, really.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that's nice to know. That's nice to know. So you said you DJed in Vancouver.
Yeah.
So you're an international DJ.
Yeah.
So how would you compare that to Rolling Loud? Which one was
actually more? Vancouver went crazier than Rolling Loud. surprisingly. But I think that's because, like, just the way Rolling Loud was set up, a lot of people were tired. Yeah. Like, it was a very draining experience, and we know that from the mosh pits that we was in for just 15 minutes. But Vancouver was, oh, man, that shit was crazy. Like, the energy was on 10 the entire night, no matter what. That was the first time I, like, saw and met Uzi. And so it was just a lot of firsts for me that night. A lot of firsts.
So with that being a lot of firsts, did you get nervous, or do you ever get nervous when you're about to perform, basically?
So my nervousness always kicks in a week before the event or whatever I have to do. Mm-hmm. But when it's showtime, it just disappears. Like, Kobe's one of my favorite basketball players, so I guess you can say I get into the Mamba mindset. And it's Mamba just like mode. Yeah. And it's like I don't have no choice but to succeed. I have no choice but to go out there and kill it. So fear is not even a thing. It just go out and do it, and then when you're done, you're like, oh shit, I did it.
Tunnel vision.
Yeah.
Right. So you say Kobe, you think about Kobe, you envision Kobe. So are there any, like, role models you look up to?
Kobe, Kanye, Diddy, and DJ Khaled.
DJ Khaled.
those are my four, my top four, because all of them embody, individually they all embody who I am as a person. So Kobe has my killer mindset, where it's like, yo, I gotta get shit done no matter what. One of my favorite quotes by Kobe is, if not me, then who? Like, why would I let him be number one when I can be number one? So
That's real.
I got that from Kobe. Kanye taught me confidence. Like, be confident in yourself, be confident in what you believe in. People gonna have shit to say regardless, might as well do what you wanna do. Diddy taught me how to hustle. Like, I watched a documentary or something like that, and Diddy was like, yeah, I was an intern at the radio station or at the label, and I was like getting coffee at 3 a.m. and I would bring it back cold as hell because it was just a long walk. And I worked there for free. I told them I just want to work for free. And then he went from intern to the next CEO. Like, yeah, no job in between, because the CEO only trusted him. And so that's what I did when I got here with Swin and at the radio station. And then Khaled, that man is just like a branding genius. Like, I haven't seen that nigga DJ in years, but he's Thanks. One of the biggest DJs. And that's Thanks. Definitely a goal where it's like, damn, did she ever actually DJ? Like, she does so much more than DJing that we forgot why you're famous.
So you don't want to, like, contain yourself into just a box.
Right.
Grow your own brand. Exactly. I feel that. I really like that. That's one of my favorite things about you.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So you being a DJ, you listen to a lot of music, mm-hmm. of course. You probably know songs niggas don't even know about yet. Mm-hmm. But so, like, who are you listening to right now?
Man, DaBaby, Roddy Ricch, Hot Boy Jody, he's in Atlanta, Young Q, Clue. I listen to a lot of Atlanta-based artists. I can't cap. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm really big on my city. So I'm not saying I don't fuck with other cities, but Atlanta is my priority. Like, I listen to new niggas in Atlanta before I listen to anything else.
Okay, that's real. So, with you just graduating from Valdosta, mm-hmm. and you performing in Atlanta, was it hard for you to get out of Valdosta since you do have roots in Atlanta?
So, it was actually much easier. Like, believe it or not, getting booked in Valdosta was harder than getting booked in Atlanta. So, going to Atlanta was just second nature. Like, once I started doing one event, it was like phone call after phone call. So it was actually much easier to get established in Atlanta.
Okay, that's cool. Because personally, I would think, I know it seems harder to get out of Valdosta since there isn't that big of a market for mm-hmm. anything down here besides the school.
Right.
So if you can't make it out of the school, it's hard to make it out of Valdosta.
Right.
But I mean, obviously, you're doing a damn thing, going crazy out here. So with you being in Atlanta, what's your favorite venue to DJ at?
So Aisle 5 is one of the best venues that I've personally DJed at. I've been there 3 times, and it has like a stage, but it still has that personal feeling. So it's a big enough crowd. You probably feel like 200, 300 people in there, but it's still personal. So Al Five, that's in Little 5 Points. It's my favorite place. Mm-hmm.
So you like personal with the fans? Would you say you have a relationship with a lot of your fans?
Yeah, because the crazy thing is a lot of my fans are my friends. They're people that I've been going to school with, or, you know, we met on, like, some random shit. You know, I'm just now starting to get fans that I don't know personally. Okay. And I'm going to try. Well, I can't even count. I'm not going to say I'm going to try and build a relationship with them, because at some point you do have to distance yourself and keep that...
and professionalism.
That, yeah, you know, but I will, like, appreciate them and not ignore them and shit like that.
That's right, yeah, because there are some people out here who don't even take pictures with people. Yeah. It's a simple picture. It takes like 3 seconds.
Exactly.
But that's how people are. Is there anything you want people to know about you that they don't know about you?
The thing about it is a lot of people don't know that this took a lot of work. Like, I got it done in 3 years as far as, like, getting to where I'm at now. But before I was DJing, I used to be, like, a door girl. Like, Swin would DJ. And I would work the door and collect the money. Then from there, I started DJing. And, like, I was DJing at Bliss for, like, $25 a night. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
They was trying to fuck out of me, but a nigga needed money, and it was a constant gig, and I took it as practice. And now it's, like, I'm getting paid $500, $700 for tours, like, on, like 4-show tours, niggas pay me $700. That's almost a band for a total of an hour's work. Which is, like, that's a big-ass finesse. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, for me, I did a lot of my struggling behind closed doors, and now people see me shining in public. And I know it's easy to discredit that because you didn't see what was behind closed doors. But that's what I want a lot of people to understand. Like, none of this shit was overnight. It was a lot of work, tears, like, pain, all that went into this shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it was hard work. But you say, so you've been DJing for a total of 3 years?
Yeah.
And you're this big in 3 years, I feel like you're a hard-working motherfucker.
Yeah.
You're a hard worker.
Like, every summer, like, when we get out of school, I'm working. Like, I wouldn't take no breaks. Like, last summer, I worked 3 jobs. And 2 of them jobs, I took that money, put it into, like, my branding. So, like my hair, my clothes, just something that would make me stand out all the time. And then I was just working. I ain't do nothing but, like, think about how to make it with DJing. Because I knew it was coming into my senior year, and I did not want to go to grad school.
So you were thinking about grad school if DJing didn't work out?
Yeah, my mom and I had a deal. Since I skipped a grade and since I graduated at 20, my mom was like, well, the average person graduates at 21, 22. So I turned 21 in July. She told me I had a year from my 21st birthday to make it at DJing. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't, after that year was up, I gotta go to grad school and then go to law school and just give it up and become a lawyer. And I was like, man, fuck that. So, and right now where we at, I haven't been turning 21 yet. And she already, like, that deal is out the window. Like, we riding with this 100%.
Facts. I mean, shit, it's working.
Yeah.
It's working. That's good. I mean, I'm honestly, like I said, like I told you before, I'm a fan.
Thank you.
Because you a hardworking motherfucker once again. That's crazy. So, is there, you got anything coming out, anything happening soon that you want anybody to know?
All right. So, the flyer is already out, but the team hasn't really promoted it yet. But me and Killa will be present at the 2019 BET Awards. Ooh. Performing June 21st through the 22nd, man, in L.A. That shit's crazy.
L.A., wow. That's, yeah, that's lit.
Thank you, man.
Clap. So, would that be your first time in LA?
Yes.
First time in LA. It's beautiful.
For real?
Beautiful. Yeah. You been there? Yeah, I've only been once though, but it's beautiful.
Where'd you go for? Like,
I just went out there for a couple days just to be out there.
That's the best time to travel.
Yeah. Good. I know. I'm like, after Rolling Loud this weekend, I won't go on another vacation to turn up.
Right.
My next vacation, I'm chilling. Because Rolling Loud took a lot out of me.
Well, I'm still recovering, bro.
Facts. I slept till like 12 today.
Yeah.
Trying to.
I wanted to. Lauren woke me up at like 7, told myself, I need to take me get my car. And the nigga's sleep schedule was just fucked up for the rest of the day.
That's crazy. Well, I want to thank you for showing up today, man. I thank you for giving me a piece of your time, letting these people open up, well, opening up to the people, letting people know who you actually are. Thank you. Tell them your socials and everything so they know how to find you.
Oh, yeah. Y'all can follow me on everything at 0CEANZ_. Make sure you use a 0 and not an O because you'll get some Nigerian guy. That's not me, man. Not me at all.
All right. Well, that's been another episode of Chronic Conversations. I hope y'all stay safe and keep the conversations chronic.